The 100 Years' War, the Du Guesclin period. Rouen and Paris explode. Part 1. Well, the violence began in Rouen, the largest city of the kingdom after Paris. Rouen lived mainly on shipbuilding and the manufacture of coarse woolen cloth, both labor-intensive industries in decline. The city suffered from many of the same problems as the cloth towns of Flanders. High unemployment, large-scale migration from the countryside, widening social divisions. Tensions were aggravated by the tight control exercised by the rich ecclesiastical corporations, which owned most of the city, and the small merchant patriarchate, which dominated the commune, two groups which were much represented by the lower inhabitants and notoriously at loggerheads with each other. On February the 24th, 1381, a week before the new taxes were to come into force, a group of men led by a draper named Jean Lagrasse sounded one of the great bells of the commune, calling the population to arms. Their confederates closed the gates of the city to stop people leaving and opened the prisons. A great mob took over the street. They were drawn from the poorer sections of the city's population. La Meridal, a local chronicler, called them. Their main targets were the rich, leading wholesale merchants, Jews, town councillors, past and present, the wealthier churches, farmers of the Aids, and collectors of the Gabelle. There were few casualties, but a great deal of destruction. The cloister of the Franciscan convent was filled with refugees, as houses were sacked, furniture smashed, and stock carried off. The looting continued all day and throughout the following night, until the watch, composed of householders and guild members, finally recovered their nerve and managed to restore order. They then set about turning the chaos to their own advantage, paying off scores of their own, and pursuing old rivalries. The cathedral and the Abbey of Saint-Ouen were invaded, their archives and muniments burned, and the canons forced to put their names on acts signing away rents, lawsuits, rights, and privileges. On the hill of Belor, the Abbeville road north of the city walls, men hacked down the immense triangular gallows by which the abbot of Rouen had flaunted his jurisdiction over the townspeople below. The famous charter extracted from King Louis X in the rebellion of 1315, which had achieved a symbolic importance far exceeding its legal effect, was paraded through the cemetery of Saint Rouen in one of the largest open spaces of the city, while reluctant officials and ecclesiastics swore to respect it. The Arel, as the revolt of Rouen came to be called, lasted for just 3 days. The Duke of Burgundy's first reaction to the news from Rouen was to face down the option by force. On March the 1st, the young king, accompanied by his uncle and the lords of Cousset and Albert, set out from Vincennes with an armed escort to intimidate the Rouennais before their example spread to the capital. They had only gotten as far as Saint-Denis when it became clear they were too late. Early that morning, when the collectors of the Aids had arrived in the market of Les Halles to begin their work, some 500 furious young men looking for trouble had already gathered there. The first trader to be asked to account for the tax was an old woman selling cress. As they approached her stall, the collectors were attacked, covered with blows, and left for dead. The mob, now bloodied, poured out to the marketplace in the Rue de Saint-Denis and spread through the narrow streets, yelling abuse, gathering recruits as they went, and carrying bystanders along in their paths. Within a short period, there were several thousand rioters in the streets. They converged on the Place de Grève looking for weapons. For some years before, when France was threatened with attack by the English, Hugues Abreu had stocked in the Maison des Piliers a large number of mallettes, street-fighting weapons consisting of cylindrical lead cudgels fitted with wooden handles. The mob broke down the doors of the building, forced their way into the tower, where the mallettes were stored, and distributed them among the crowd outside. Hence the name Mallottins was subsequently conferred to the rebels. As at Rouen, the violence began by the poor, were drawn mainly from the masses of young journeymen and unemployed, recent migrants from the country, beggars and criminals. Here were the Popolo Minuto, according to the Florentine merchant Brunelleschio Pitti, who was in Paris at the time and remembered the revolt of the Campi in Florence 4 years earlier. Armed with their lead cudgels, the mob spread through the right bank quarters of the capital, wrecking houses and breaking in the church treasuries. The first victims were the officials in charge of collecting the aids. Tax collectors and farmers sent into the streets were cut down where they stood. Others were hunted down in their homes or found clinging to the altars of the city's churches. They were dragged out to meet the same fate. Their registers were torn into pieces or burned. Then the mob turned its wrath against the rich bourgeoisie, moneylenders, royal judges, and officials. All fled as their houses were broken down and pillaged. The mansion of the Duke of Anjou was taken over and transformed into a meeting place for leaders of the mob. Some of the rioters made for the Jewish quarters, sacking their houses, destroying their records and pledges, and killing those who would not declare their conversion to Christianity. The force of order had vanished. The royal provost, the Bishop of Paris, the provost of the merchants, and the remaining royal counselors all fled with what possessions they could carry. Only the old Breton routier Maurice de Trezegody, who was now the royal captain of Paris, tried to stem the violence, and his men were quickly overwhelmed. So we'll pick up next time and see what happens, because it is a short little burst, but a little bit nasty, as you can readily see. Now, the sources for this: The Hundred Years' War, The Chronicles by Froissart, The Hundred Years' War by Perrois, The Hundred Years' War by Nylans, and The Hundred Years' War, The House Divided, Volume 3 by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.